But Sadie, what did they call the Tsar's wife? Madam Tsar?
Oh, no, Tully. She was known as the Tsarina.
Oh, well, I'm sure I know what the Tsar's son was called.
Oh, and what was that label?
The Tsar D.
Oh, no. This is not quite his title. He was known as the Tsarevich, which in Russian means the Crown Prince. His full name was Crown Prince Alexander Tsarevich Nikolaevich the Third.
What type of boy was he, Zadie? His name is almost as long as Hananya Yom Tov Lipa Pat Snellenbogenstein.
Ach, he was by far the most spoiled and badly behaved child in all of the Russian Empire. If he wanted something, no matter what it was, no one could stop him from getting it. And his parents usually gave in to all his demands.
Gardener, I want that apple. The one on top of the tree in the palace garden. Get it for me now.
But your majesty, the tree is extremely high. It would be impossible to reach the apple on top. There is no ladder tall enough.
Then chop down the tree.
Chop down the tree? Your majesty, it took years of gardening to plant and grow these fruit trees to beautify the royal garden.
Good. And now it will take 5 minutes to chop it down.
But your majesty...
Chop it down.
Yes, your majesty. Here, your majesty. Here's the apple you requested.
Oh, that apple? Well, apple schmapple. I don't need it. I hate apples.
If your majesty hates apples, then what shall I do with it?
Oh, just throw it away.
Throw it away?
Yes, of course. What did you think? And by the way...
Yes, your majesty.
Put the tree back upright. It looks silly lying on its side like that.
Yes, your majesty.
Ooh, Zadie! My principal, Rabbi Loftenberger, wouldn't have stood for behavior like that.
Well, luckily, your principal didn't have to put up with the likes of Crown Prince Tsarevich Alexander. But the people in the royal palace did, and so did Tsar Nikolai as well.
Minister of Education Studensky, why are you standing on the roof of the royal tower of the royal palace? Have you lost your mind? You could fall down and break your head.
Your Majesty, Royal Prince Alexander ordered me to climb out on this roof and look for a bird called the Roshin Ruletsky, which migrates here this time of year.
And you listened to him?
Yes, Your Excellency. I didn't want him to have me locked up in the royal chicken coop overnight like he did last week to the Minister of Finance.
Are you insane, man? I order you to come in off that roof this minute before you fall off.
Yes, Your Majesty. I'm coming. I'll be right there. I'm on my way.
Lucky thing, the royal fish pond is near the castle. Oh, that boy of mine is causing me endless grief. Something will have to be done about him. But I just don't know what. Ah, yes. I know what I'll do for the lad. I'll get him a present. Something that will raise his self-esteem. Of course. That will do it. Alexander, my boy. Look what the Tsarina and I have had the royal tailor, Trouserovich, create for you.
Oh, Father! A brand new magnificent coat! In the purple of a royal family, with medals of gold and buttons of platinum, and the insignia of the royal family of Romanov. Oh, Father, it's what I've always wanted.
Oh, Alexander, dear, we're so glad you like it. We were really hoping you would.
Like it? Oh, I love it. I'll wear it always.
Oh, wonderful. Now give your mother a kiss and off with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You see, Katrina, Alexander really is a good child. You just have to know how to handle him, which I must admit, I do so well.
I'm not so sure, Nikolai. I think the boy needs a little more discipline. And by the way, Nikolai, do you know the royal tailor Trozorovich couldn't finish sewing up the coat for Alexander, and it needed to be completed by his assistant, Nidalevsky?
Why, Katrina?
Because your son had ordered him to collect all the daisies growing in the royal forest into a large barrel, and when he brought them to him, our little Alexander dumped them into the royal baker's batter for bread. He said you need lots of flour to bake bread.
Oh, really? Well, you must admit, he has quite a sense of humor, that little one.
The royal tailor did not find it very humorous, nor did the royal baker. Nikolai, I really feel you must discipline that boy, or we may all regret it.
Don't be concerned, Katrina. This new coat will do wonders for him. He'll become like a new child overnight. Just wait and see.
I wish I could be so sure, Nikolai, but I still have my doubts. I really have my doubts.